It may be a new year, but North Dakota remains the best in the land. St. Cloud State shows they can play with the best, stunning a top five power. And USA's quest for greatness has a pair of NCHC bosses in charge. Those stories plus much more straight ahead on the NCHC Radio Show.
College hockey fans, the home conference to the last four national champions returns to Xcel Energy Center and the state of hockey this March. Four NCHC teams will compete for a championship at the 2020 NCHC Frozen Faceoff, March 20th and 21st. Don't miss a moment of the action.
Four-game ticket packages start at the low price of $60. Purchase your Frozen Faceoff tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
This is the NCHC Radio Show, and I'm Jim Rich. As we begin a new decade, at the top of the college hockey world is North Dakota. The Fighting Hawks have ascended to the summit thanks to a 13-game unbeaten streak. UND played an exhibition against the U.S. under-18 team, and a shorthanded Fighting Hawks squad fought through a low-scoring affair against the elite American team, collecting the game winner in the third from junior forward Colin Adams.
Far side picked up by Mismatch. He's got a 2-on-1 with Adams. Mismatch down the left to Adams. Shoots and scores! Grand Mismatch on the 2-on-1 with a fine feed across to Colin Adams. And Adams lights the lamp. It's 2-0 UND.
That's the legendary Tim Hennessy on the UND Radio Network on the call. UND wins 3-1. Afterwards, head coach Brad Berry said that even though the game doesn't count in the overall standings, it still was a way for him to learn more about his team.
You know, it's always a tough game coming in here after Christmas or even at home against these guys after Christmas, you know, after a layoff and then having some guys out of our lineup. But you know what? We found out a little bit more about our team here. Some guys that didn't get a lot of ice usually came in and did a good job, and got to make sure that we keep building here.
North Dakota will defend its top ranking again this weekend when they host Alabama Huntsville at the Ralph. St. Cloud State represented the NCHC in the Mariucci Classic and did the conference proud. In Game 1, the Huskies were matched up against mighty Minnesota State. The Mavericks came into the contest second best in the country. And on this night, they would come out second best.
Really able to get anything going in this power play. They do feed Walker backside! And just as I say that, they score! On the backside feed, it's a hat trick for Okabe!
You gotta be kidding!
12:45, second period up to Trable. There's a shot! And he scores! And it's Okabe again! That's four!
No way!
He deflected it out in front on the Trable shot. I'm almost certain of it. Give that young man four, and it's 5-1 Husky.
The goal was Okabe's, making him just the fourth player in the NCHC to score four goals in a game. The Huskies win it 7-2 over the Mavericks, but then fell to Minnesota in the championship game. Elsewhere in tournament action, Colorado College dropped their opener to Dartmouth in the Ledyard Classic, but then bounced back in a big way against the Saints of St. Lawrence behind senior sniper Chris Wilkie's first career hat trick.
Halloran circles back toward the blue line. Still has it. Over to Wilkie. One-time shot. He shoots and scores. That's a hat trick for Chris Wilkie. He goes top shelf again where Grandma keeps the peanut butter. And it's 6-3 Colorado College.
Our thanks to Ken Landau on the CC Radio Network. The Tigers end up rolling to a 7-3 win, ending a three-game slide. Meanwhile, the Redhawks of Miami continue to make progress under new coach Chris Bergeron. The latest example came against number 11 Bowling Green. Miami built a big lead thanks to a milestone marker by Gordy Green, as we hear from Greg Waddell on the Van Wagner Miami Sports Network.
As power play down to a minute to go, and it down low, out front score! Gordy Green will get career point number 100 with a power play goal on a nice play. Bogman holding it in, fed it down low, and Green able to bury it to make it a 3-0 Redhawks lead.
Green becomes the only active player in the NCHC to surpass the century mark in points this season, as the Redhawks win it 4-2, and Coach Bergeron saw his team taking another step.
Well, I'm hoping that our guys, first of all, can see as an individual, they've set a new bar for themselves, and then the collective group, as far as defending, as far as killing penalties, as far as making plays. I mean, it wasn't like we stood there and took it. I think we had 30 shots on net. I thought we played a really strong game defensively, which which is what we want to do, again, against a really good team and a tough building to play in. So we need to keep taking little steps forwards, and I think tonight was a step forward.
And unfortunately, Team USA was eliminated at the World Junior Championship this week. The charge for Team USA was led by Minnesota Duluth head coach Scott Sandlin and assisted by St. Cloud State's head man, Brett Larson. Larson says there isn't a bigger honor than representing your country.
You know, you put on that coaching jacket and you go out on the ice and you see the kids in the USA jerseys, you're just proud. You're proud of what you're a part of. You're proud of being somebody that can help keep building this thing. And obviously for us, in addition to being proud, we're a pretty competitive staff. And you know this staff's going to give everything they can to help this team get as good as they can and make a run.
This weekend will feature more non-conference clashes, including Western Michigan facing Notre Dame in a home-and-home set. Denver will host UMass, and Omaha will be in Maine to battle the Black Bears. For more information on the upcoming action, log on to nchchockey.com. I'm Jim Rich, and this has been the NCHC Radio Show.